welcome to this week's episode of Pal Talk Real Talk. We are your hosts, Henny and Emily.
Hi, Henny.
Hi, Emily. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I'm good. It's been a while again. I feel like we always have it's been a while kind of moment.
But and I always say we're back. We're back for good.
And then we take a break.
We're liars.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a toxic trait, would you say?
Actually, I do say it's a bit of a toxic trait. We have a bit of a...
compulsive liars.
Yeah, maybe we should be on Jerry. If Jerry didn't cancel, we would have been on that show.
I wouldn't even know
what I would have fought MLA on Jerry. Just so I can get... And then I would get Jerry beads.
Wait, what are Jerry beads?
You have to flash it to get Jerry beads, actually. But
on national television or after?
On national television.
Oh, gosh.
So maybe I wouldn't do that.
No.
Absolutely not. That's a special kind of moment.
That's just
me and my mirror.
That's softcore. What is it?
Softcore porn. Yeah, no. But I would convince Jerry and be like, if I beat Emily up, can I get Jerry beads? I'd be like, I understand your policy, but come on, man. Like,
why would you want to beat me up, though? Just for what?
The Jerry beads. Do you know how iconic Jerry beads? Okay. I would hang that shit up on my wall and be like, yeah.
Can I cover? Will I know that it's coming?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
As long as I know it's coming.
Jerry Springer, unless it's 90s, Jerry Springer is 100% scripted.
Oh. Well,
most of the time, they're all came up with an agenda.
What about Maury?
I'm pretty sure it's scripted.
I'm sorry.
That's the day and age. But Maury is the funniest and my favorite episode.
Wait, it's Maury, not Maury?
Maury.
I don't know.
Maury Povich.
Yeah. Wait, I have a question. No, I actually don't have a question. I actually really, really miss when they were like 15 and 14 year olds talking about, yeah, my mama ain't ish. I'm gonna beat the I miss that so much.
My name is Victoria. I'm 15 years old and I suck dick.
Stop. In the history of the NBA.
Stop.
And then
stop right
72
there.
Games.
Stop right there. Stop right.
What?
My mom, no, it's Victoria who had the baby. She said she wanted to have a baby at 15 years old, and she was like, "And if I can't feed it, then I just have to steal it." I was dying. And she's actually a better woman now. I've seen her after. They brought her back on the show like 10 years later.
Really?
She's like a nurse, and she like did good for herself, and she didn't have a baby, or maybe she did have babies, but she had healthy babies, like at a age where it's appropriate
to have children,
and not to just have a kid because you wanted to have a kid and all your friends.
You know what I always think about those kids? Like, how do they get to that level of like
ignorance?
Crazy?
I don't know.
Like when people are like, "I can't handle my teenager," they're like, how do they get to that level?
They because coddle them. I feel like it's a lot.
I wish I was a wild teenager, but I was never such a wild teenager. You guys, I was a complete nerd. I love school. I really did love school so much. I was such an education woman.
That's good to know.
Thanks.
I'm glad about that.
I don't know how. Like, I think it's because I feared my parents. Like, I know that if I came home at 11 p.m. in high school, like, I was having anxiety about it. I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna get caught up. She's gonna beat my ass, and then bing, bing, bing. That phone call from where you at?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feared my parents though.
It's good that because you know I feel like that taught you more as an adult. You had a lot of like restraint and restrictions to yourself, and you knew you weren't out here getting loose, and then. Like, face the repercussions at a later age.
That's true.
That's good.
Yeah. I was a nerd.
Good, good, good. That's good.
And were you a nerd?
Decline the comments.
It's toxic season.
It's toxic season.
Which season you in? It's toxic season. What's the topic of the episode?
What toxic are you? Is this topic of this week's episode.
And I love what you do.
Don't you know that you're toxic?
Ooh.
All right, let's get into this week's episode. All right, so basically what we have decided to do.
This episode was completely and truly inspired by Future.
So everybody got a little toxic into them. Everybody got a little toxic in them.
I believe I have zero.
We got levels of toxic. Okay?
Denial.
We're trying to put it for 5% or 150%.
We just want you to be high level. Here's the thing. We just want you to be safe in these streets because you can either belong to them. Or be besides them.
Oh.
So.
You can belong to the streets or you can take the streets.
Yep.
So which toxic are you? Preach.
And is Henny and Emily a part of that? Are we toxic?
I'm a saint.
Do it for saint.
All right, honey. Bottom of the list is going to start with Janae Aiko and Big Sean, a.k.a. the Dangerously in Love Toxic. And Emily, you want to talk about these two?
Oh, absolutely. Let me get into it. I'm a huge fan of both musicians. But what I've come to realize is they diss each other all the time in their music.
They have had a pretty cataclysmic relationship. I mean, they both came from different relationships prior to. I mean, he was with Naya Rivera and then Ariana Grande before that, and then, you know,
Big Sean, he's the type of guy that loves relationships but can't stay committed into the relationships. Yeah. He's like, his music is the type of music like, I've changed, but deep down, he's still the same nigga. Yeah. Like, that's all it is. And Janae, you know, she seems innocent and cool, but she'll kill you. She'll set your house on fire. Your dog's
Janae's
probably
left eye. She would burn the house if she had a chance.
Yeah, she's the type of toxic that comes off as, like, a piece.
Huh.
And it's, like, super peaceful. You don't think it's coming. And then there it is. Where you been?
I find it very interesting, actually, that she has this huge tattoo of him. I don't know if she got rid of that or anything like that, but she has this huge tattoo of him. But I did listen to a bit of his new song, Single Again, and I did not know that she was in the song.
Do you see how terrible that is?
She was in the song as he's talking about how he's single again.
Yep, and he literally, here's the thing, she has a song called Triggered, and she released, like, the freestyle for the Triggered, right? And it's about him. And then all of a sudden, Big Sean comes out with a new song called Single Again, but she's in the chorus of that song. Mm-hmm. There are two couples who, everybody knows a couple who is a part of this little, they're dangerously in love with each other, and they are denying the toxicness of one another. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they diss each other. Like, I listen to both musicians, and I always see it, and I'm like, something peeped in my head. I was like, why do they always, like, stay coming at each other? It's just like their relationship lives off of how toxic they are, and then they're always on this, like, I'm peaceful, I'm better, I'm not who I used to be, it is what it is, peace and love. But low-key,
so they're better separate than they are together.
Yeah,
it's when they're together that they're pretty toxic.
Yes,
that's what you would say.
And then they won't, here's the thing, they just won't let it go. It's like their relationship thrives off of them being dysfunctional. Like, it's just like, dude, just get, everybody knows a couple of you just like, damn niggas, like, just let it go, please, I'm begging you. And they just love the attention that they give one another, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, their whole relationship is based off of, like, oh, like, she sees me, okay, no she don't, I gotta do something to get the attention back. Oh, I lost the attention, did I lose the attention? I gotta get something to do. You always want to, like, their whole thing is like,
they're one-upping each other.
Yeah, one by one. Oh, you made Triggered. Well, guess what? Hey, Janae, I have a song called Single. How your ex nigga got you on a song?
I in his core. It literally is just like him talking about how he's single again and that they're better off friends. I fight. I would fight. I'd be like, I can't. No, step up. The fact that he asked her, can you be on my
song? Hey, by the way, like, I'm peace and love. Everything is all well. You want to be in a song? Be the chorus.
Do you want to be in a single song where I talk about how you and I were just better off as friends?
That's terrible. And she's like, yeah, you know, just helping out the big homie.
Maybe you had some insecurities and shit, and let's just talk about that. But you are also on the chorus of it. Because he literally said, because she had some insecurities and she had them bad. Maybe because single parent love was all I ever had.
Like, he cheated on her too, though. That's the weird part. Like, he cheated on her.
Got like me feeling like I don't fuck with you. Oh my God. No. That's the old me. You fuck up with the new me. Honestly, how the respect damn near ruined me.
So that's the first level. It could be either you or your boo, or you know somebody else who's out there like that. Mm-hmm. But the best thing for both of those couples, the best solution, grow up. Like, grow up.
To be better off without each other?
No, it's either just go be, they want to be together, you can clearly tell they want to be together. But just either just try to improve and be better, or just, like, leave each other alone.
You think
they're just, like, it's like, if y'all want to be together, but be better for each other.
Truly.
Facts. What's the next level, Henny?
All right. And the next level to that is, that's none of my business. That's none of my business. Miss Bad Riri herself.
Oof.
She's on a low parlor here. You know, the reason why we're putting her on here is because Rihanna, the queen herself, she's the type of girl who exudes energy to everybody. Like, this energy just comes off, and you can't help but love her. But
true.
That's Rihanna's kind of thing. Like, that's on you.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for that. We didn't talk about that. That's a you thing. Like, you fell in love with me? That's your business. Remember when Drake told her that he had a crush on her and he's been in love with her since she was 20, he's 22? She stood back and she dabbed. Icon right there. She was like, oh, I always knew I had that juice, but you know, it is what it is.
Tell it to the whole world.
Say it out loud.
Brianna, her type of toxic is she tells you exactly who she is. Mm-hmm. And if you fall for her, that's completely on you.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I told you exactly what I was. I don't want a relationship. This is what I, who, this is who I am.
And I'm 100% understanding Rihanna there.
And it's literally because guys think like, oh, I can change her.
Yeah.
You know, like how the girls are like, but I can change him. Or when they're fighting, no, don't do it. And then she says like his full name, thinking that's going to make a difference. Mm-mm. Like high school.
No, Wendell Pierce.
Please stop. Like, don't
bite me. DeMarcus Johnson.
Please. That's what... Rihanna is the type, like, guys try to change who she is. And she's just like, yo.
She's pretty upfront about it. And I think unless she really wants to be in a relationship with you, like with her Saudi boo,
mm-hmm.
She's kind of like, oh, that's on you. Like, I didn't.
Who asked?
I didn't.
I agree with her 100%. I feel like if somebody tells you exactly who they are and you fall for them, that's on you, shawty.
That is on you.
Period. Like, take responsibility. Who asked you to fall? Nobody. She said, I ain't going to catch you. Mm-hmm. You knew that I was a savage.
Oh. She literally has songs about this.
Yep.
Literally has songs about this. She can't help it.
So if you fall, but she's in the low.
She's
in the low in the sense like the recipients of the energy. They're the blame because they just want to reciprocate. Like they're like trying to get her attention all the time. They're like, oh, I could change you. I could do this. And it's, she's just like, no, this is who I am. I told you who I am. I told you I didn't want nothing from this. Mm-hmm. But you the one who fell for it. Mm-hmm. So she's just like, she's the type of toxic. I told you, you ain't gonna change me.
Snap, Rihanna.
Ooh.
Didn't I tell you that I was a savage? Pour him up. Literally so many fucking songs that she spreads right there, but y'all didn't hear her. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, with that, as we're moving up to the top of our list, we have No Accountability, Nick. Nick Cannon, we are here for you, sir. Now, the reason we put Nick Cannon on this list, honestly, I wasn't even thinking about Nick Cannon. Like, he wasn't a non-factor until I recently heard his interview with Christina Milian. I mean, like, about Christina Milian. So, basically, somebody asked Christina Milian a while ago about if she's ever broken into somebody's phone. And she said, yeah, back when I was in Romania, when I was dating Nick Cannon during the whole love don't cost a thing time period, she hacked into his phone and she found messages of him cheating on her, talking to other girls, and she kept that for a month. She like held that as information for a month, which I don't even know how you.
I don't understand that either.
But she explained that she was stuck in Romania, so that was her justification, and she wanted to talk to him in person to confront him about his feelings. I mean, about all the shit, because she wanted to get the explanation in person. I would have trapped him if I was there. I'd be like, hey, come to Romania to see me. You know, I really want to see you. Trap that nigga.
I missed you.
What the fuck are these messages? What's going on here? But
if you got to a point where you have to show the text messages, you just leave.
I know, yeah.
Like, ain't no point of, like, trying to get back.
So this guy, Nick Cannon, was on the interview. And it was like, he basically said, you know, if I'm careless, it means I couldn't care less. Has it occurred to her? He's basically justifying that the phone was easy to break into because it was some easy 0000 password. And that's how she got in first try like that. And he's like, I couldn't care less. And that was a recent interview he had done a week later, which is ridiculous because they actually did date for 2 years.
2 years?
2 years.
Oh, wow.
But even in back then, he said that it wasn't, he was still like, not exclusive, even though she was exclusive to him, he was still talking to other girls and free to do whatever the fuck he wants.
It's kind of like, it's like, I'm not in a relationship, but my man is.
Yeah. that kind of energy. So that's where he's like, he had no accountability. He's like, you know what? I couldn't, if I put it out there, is because I couldn't give less of a shit what happened. Ooh. You broke up with me. You stay with me. So no accountability, Nick. Who doesn't care about, have any accountability for his actions.
And also the thing, Nick, is his toxic level is like the whole no accountability thing. It's because he doesn't bring none of them up. Bring him up.
They do.
So he's just like,
hate to say it, I hope I don't sound ridiculous, I don't know who this man is. I mean, he could be walking down the street, I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to this man.
I don't know this woman, never seen this woman. So Nick is like, I'm not held accountable for something that I'm not, like, I didn't even bring up. Yeah. And if you bring it up, that's on you.
That's on you.
I'm denying. Denial. That's literally, I would do the
Nick
same thing.
Nick is a denier. A no accountability kind of.
I'd be like, what'd I do? Me clearly knowing what I did. I I did what now?
Say what? Unfathomable.
You and me dated?
I'm when? Perplexed.
You knew my mother? Nah. I never met your mom.
Unfathomable. I'll just be using big words. I am besmeached.
Bewildered. Wait,
there are photos of me and you together, and you posted them? I am
but here's
flabbergasted. Yeah, like, exactly. I would just be using the biggest.
You, me? Never heard that. Never seen that. Never felt that energy. Never seen it. Nick is like, I don't know you. There's no accountability in his sense.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you bringing me up? And if you brought me up, congratulations. I don't know who the hell you are.
Nick's past really is his past, though. He's just like, hey, the past is the past. Why we gotta bring this up?
That's exactly how I feel. Like, what's the point? Yeah. What do you gain from telling people we used to talk? There's no benefit here for you.
You're not married to me. We don't got a baby together.
Yeah. Who are you?
Go eat your ramen on the side of the corner. Lucy, go eat your ramen.
Sir, I'm a woman that eats kale now, please. I'm not who I used to be.
Oh, which brings us to our next category, the dream seller.
So here's the thing. Dream sellers are literally those people, that man and that woman, that'd be like, you know, by next year, we gonna be together. We
I feel like a lot of basketball players are dream sellers.
That's true. I'm going to bring you to court. Listen, I'm going to fly your mama out. I'm going to fly you out.
So we didn't actually pick a celebrity for the dream sellers because, honestly, once you dream sellers, hear the word dream seller, I feel like a person should come to you already because everybody has encountered one way or another a dream seller.
I know why celebrities aren't dream sellers. It's because they got the money to afford it. Dream sellers usually comes from broke ass
people. The poor people. Yeah. We've experienced dream sellers.
So broke they can't even dream. But somehow they have real estate and selling dreams, man.
They'll say anything to get you to Candyland. When we get together,
girl,
I'll put a ring on that finger.
No way, two kids, twins.
A white picket fence. Mm. You could even name whatever cat you want.
Oh my god,
I'll give you that.
Okay,
we can name our kids.
Hyphen between our names together. You know what our kids can be if we combine your name and my name together?
A hyphen.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine how beautiful it is? Nothing special than you taking my last name, but us hyphening our kids so we can separate the
two. Oh my god, I'm sorry that got me. That's so cute. You know what? Forget it. I'm gonna call. You know what? I love you so much. I'm gonna name my daughter a junior after you.
Oh.
She's the junior of you. Imagine my baby girl with the same hair, same nose as you.
Imagine my son with your face.
So weak.
They will sell whatever they gotta do.
Bro,
to get in there.
It's a real estate in there. You are the property.
You are the property.
Literally,
you are the auction, and they are going for you. And they will double once, double twice, double three.
And they get you every time.
And they lock you down every single time, because that's their goal, is to sell the dreams.
I have a question.
And then walk.
I have a question. Do women sell dreams?
Yeah.
What kind of dreams do they sell?
I feel like women can just be like, I'm a ride or die. I can hold you down. You will never find another woman.
Loyalty? Loyalty? Women sell loyalty a lot. Yeah. Loyalty. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be loyal to you forever.
Women, I would even specify that. In some instance, in a small, small category of the dream sellers, we've got the pick-me's.
Oh!
We've got the pick-me's in there. In the small category, I actually saw a recent tweet that said, I can't imagine being awake unless my husband has coffee when he wakes up. Like, she was just like, I cannot imagine going through my day unless my husband has a fresh pot of coffee when he wakes up. And I was like,
oh my God!
Coffee?
Yeah.
You know, like, pick-me's
will say anything. Pick-me's will sell the dream. Pick-me's are dream sellers.
Oh my God. What pick-me's also do? They objectify men. This is how they do it. They think that the only way to care for a man is to cater him as like, oh, he's a man. He needs to be catered. He needs to be cooked for, cleaned for. I'm like, they forget about they don't attach emotion to the person. No. They're just like, I'm gonna cater to you. Here's my this and that and that and that.
They cater to you to a whole another level.
If a girl ever says, like, you know, you don't ever have to worry about no breakfast, no lunch, no dinner, the house is gonna be clean, food is always cooked, you being objectified, dog.
Literally. Make sure that I have that do-rag for you pressed.
Your socks, they don't even gotta be folded. They're hanged with the hanger, girl.
Your shirt ironed. Food taken care of. Diaper sold. Bro, they might as well coddle you, because at that point, that's what they're doing. They're literally selling you the, they are selling you this whole, if you are with me, you will never have to worry about anything ever again. I won't even complain, because that's the kind of woman I am. I don't complain.
I mean, think about it. Your mom doesn't even do the majority of that stuff for you.
Yeah.
Why would just this random ass girl being like, I'm gonna do this and that for you? She's objectifying to you. Like, I'm just telling you, y'all are being objectified. You got to stand up, because they're not looking at, out for you as a person with emotion. You know what I mean? Because it's a whole,
yeah, I think they're just looking for a caretaker.
Yep.
And so they just need somebody. They're just like, at this point, they're not thinking about the individual. They're just thinking about the man.
Yep. Yep.
And they say, yeah, a man. That's it. And it's not getting to know
you as a person. Like a person. They don't care about how you emotionally feel. They don't care about, oh, guess what? Like, oh, you know,
they'll rob you.
Yeah. What if like, they don't even know probably like if you like Skittles and like why you like Skittles. I'm just saying, like, wild berry Skittles is the best flavored Skittles ever. I like
sour Skittles.
They're so good.
I love
good.
Sour Skittles.
See, she wouldn't know that about you because she's
she
just
would
too
get
busy.
You regular Skittles.
Yeah.
Because that's what you are to her. Plain. You get regular M&Ms because you're plain. You don't just, she won't even give you the peanut. Mm-hmm. Not even the mint. No pretzel. No nothing. Mm-hmm. You're plain M&Ms. Because that's the kind of dream she's selling to you. You're just one type of chocolate. Generic. And that's that.
The dream sellers. I like that you added pick-me's into that.
Pick-me's are
the very huge dream sellers.
Very, very big.
And men are like, oh my God.
And they'll eat that shit up until they're deep in and they're like, fuck.
She's crazy. What did I do?
How do I fake a death? Google.
How to
fake my death? Google.
Please, somebody save me. Save me.
Somebody save
And I also feel like if somebody doesn't really, like, care about themselves, like, in the sense of, like, the best person to be in a relationship with is somebody who has their own life going. Like, imagine you going to be every single time this woman is going to cater this. Where are you going? What are you doing? Da-da-da. That's going to drive you more crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want somebody who...
You need space. And you need boss. Somebody who has always about themselves.
Somebody who sees you as a human being.
Yeah. Like I told you, objectification and also M&Ms. Just think about that.
Yep.
Like, you're plain generic chocolate.
And you're,
you
like...
could be... specific type of chocolate. It could be almond chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate, dark chocolate, caramel chocolate,
white chocolate,
mint chocolate, and I don't give a fuck. Mint chocolate tastes good, okay?
It's good.
Finger looking good.
All right. All right, Hedy, who's our next level?
We got repeat offender alert, broke nigga alert.
Broke nigga alert. Broke nigga alert.
Is it talking about me?
Broke nigga
I think
alert.
So, my nigga.
Broke nigga alert.
What are the repeat
offenders?
Offenders?
We have the can't stop, won't stop, Chris Brown.
Breezy.
I really can't let you go. Drake. And the 10-year reunion, Bowser's Wowzers, a.k.a. Mr. Bow Wow.
So why are they the repeat offenders?
I put them all in a category. Because these men, I mean, individually, these men just can't seem to let go of their past. We got can't stop, won't stop, Chris Brown. The nigga who will constantly hit you up on social media and will try to chop you up. Not even chop you up. Hit a signal, a message, a winky face. I want to be your lamp on a message to a woman who's in a 2-year relationship and he has an alleged baby mama on the way.
Mm.
Can't let you go, Drake, is the guy who can't they seem to let you go in his music.
Every single year, there is a song
about you.
About you.
And you're just like,
you like, damn, bro, I got like 3 kids now. Like, come on, you old, so you're gonna be in your 90s, and that dude is still out here making music about you.
About the love he used to have. That's kind of my.
That's the guy, the type of guy who just probably wants to get you so badly, and he's just never been able to, like. I don't think he sees you anymore. He just sees, like, it's a competition. Like, I have to get her because it has nothing to do with you as a person. I think it has to do with the fact that he can't reach you. And it's, like, that level of, like, competitive. Like, I have to get her. I have to get her. I lose her every time.
Which blends in a lot with the 10-year reunion Bowser's Wowzers here. Bow just doesn't seem to let go. And he constantly puts, he says he'll post up pictures of Ciara or say, he'll bring up Ciara's name, say, put her on.
I put that B on.
I put her on. I did all that shit. Like, and we used to, I would have put on, we would have put Ray J in this list, but I feel like man's got 2 kids. He's kind of grown a little bit.
Ray J is definitely grown.
He hasn't talked about Kim in years, and I haven't heard the I Hit It. Which is a honestly, very catchy song. Very catchy song.
Yep, Ray J grew up.
Ray J has officially graduated school, left. These 3 are still stuck. We still have these offenders who are just not.
You know what they are, actually? They're more in love with the memories than the person. Yeah, they are, that's what they is. It's the
more in love with the memory than they are with the individual.
Yeah, they're just like, oh my god, I had such a great time, or this and that. When you were together for like 2 weeks, probably. A year later, you see tweets about you.
I can see it in her eyes. She's angry.
Regret got you. Oh shoot, I don't want to mess that up.
That kind of shit. Just can't seem to let go. Repeat, rinse, repeat. Rinse, repeat should only apply to shampoo and conditioner, okay? You can't keep doing that in relationships. It's bad. After a while, you're just like, let it go.
And plus, please. It's literally, there's no more love there. There's nothing there. You just keep knocking on an empty house. Mm-hmm.
She's already moved on.
The light is off. The light is off.
The bill been paid for. It's taken care of. The company has left.
Literally, it's like Drake is the type of guy who just, you see him across the street and he'll be like,
window rolled down.
Hey, on Facebook, I saw you walking across the street. I just wanted to say, put the monkey emoji. where they're closing their eyes. I saw you across the street. I just wanted to say hi.
I love Bow Wow, but my God, that man just can't seem to let go.
Bow Wow was also like the ex that you did so well off, Better in Life. Yeah. And then you're like, damn, bro.
He would be like, you know what? She wouldn't be nothing if I didn't put her on. It reminds me a lot of this guy who cheated on Beyonce at prom. And it'd be like, Beyonce would still be mine if I didn't cheat on her for prom. No, she wouldn't have.
Okay.
Nah, she wouldn't have. You know, she still would have been Beyonce.
Or also, like, they remind me of, they remind me of people, like, they were in love when they were teenagers and they can't let go.
Yeah, I think, in a way, a lot of these are first loves.
Yeah. That's embarrassing.
That's sad.
So totally.
But now Bow is chasing Angela.
Angela Simmons?
Angela Simmons. Okay. Sort of. Him and Romeo.
But Romeo Miller is way better off than Bow Wow. It's Romeo Miller. I would rather be with him than Bow Wow.
Remember when the biggest problem in our generation back in the day was trying to figure out who was better, Romeo or Bow Wow? I was like, how dare you ask?
You just don't know the way you move across. Mm.
It's time for the Romeo Show. Hello, Romeo Show.
So they were the middle. That was the middle.
Now
they're the even total pole.
The repeat offenders.
So who is our next one?
We have low self-esteem Khloe
Kardashian.
Low self-esteem Khloe Kardashian. It's a girl. Explain it to us, Emily.
It's just not the girl. I would say it's the man or the woman who literally have any type of, their self-esteem is so low that any attention that they get is like they'll thrive off of it. Mm-hmm. Like, Tristan is still commenting on Khloe's Instagram. Why haven't you blocked him? Like, what do you gain from it? Mm-hmm. It's just literally, the low self-esteem is like they will find any value in anything. And like, it can be nothing and they'll turn it into something.
Yeah.
They have no self-love at all. And they think like, what their love, like how you treat them, is the only love that's ever existed in their life. There's no family love. There's no friendship love. It's just romantic love is what they thrive off of.
Yes. And I remember when the whole Khloe, Tristan, and Jordan thing came down.
Mm.
You know who Khloe blamed? Jordan.
A 21-year-old child.
How you gonna blame another girl? And I remember the tweet. P.S. You broke my family up. You broke my family apart.
Liar! You like 40 years old, bro.
How are you coming for a child? This girl
didn't even do nothing. One.
And you know, yeah, they didn't even do anything. And if anything, you should be directing the energy towards the man who's done it to you before.
And also,
and how you get them is how you lose them.
Repeat that for me one more time.
How you get them is how you lose them.
Because Khloe, what you did, girl?
You got her from another wife.
And
she was pregnant.
Just like you.
And now you lost him. And you were pregnant. Right when you lost him, you gave that baby. And said, I'm gonna call her true. Even though your relationship was not.
Snap.
Country album coming up.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, yeah, no. Basically, taking any sort of a sprinkle of affection, a sprinkle of a little bit of love, and she thinks, oh, well,
they love me. They literally, any, like, here's the thing.
She loves me not kind of roses shit.
And also, it's like any little thing that the person, the cheater or whatever, the person who's disrespectful in the relationship, any little thing that they do, like, they'll disrespect you and then they bought you flowers. And she's like, but look it at the flowers.
Yeah.
And then you're like, but look at how you got the flowers.
Or look how he has taken care of me for the past 3 months. Like, he has not gone out or anything like that.
It's a little small changes. It's always with their, but look, the change happened. The only reason, here's the thing, the only change that's going to happen is if you change within yourself. Like, your self-esteem being low, it gets to, here's the thing, Chloe's the type. Also, it's like they always never blame, like you said with the whole Jordan thing, they never ever blame their partner for anything. They always blame like every other person. But the only consistent thing is like your partner being disrespectful. It's never, the person always can change, or they can disrespect you over with another person again. But here's the thing, if you have no respect for yourself, you'll never find anybody that has respect for you. You will tolerate anything and anybody. That's why when people cheat and they go back to their partners, it's because they have like no respect for themselves at all. And don't be no love with the low self-esteem is toxic in general, because it's just like you'll accept anything.
Absolutely.
Boo-boo the fucking fool.
Yep. You're out here looking like a clown. That's the only thing that
you stand in the street because you a clown, bro.
And people are just going to look at you. You know you're a fault.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to have any empathy for you no more, because they're like, oh, shit. Here we go again.
All she does is cry wolf.
Oh, that's true.
All she does is cry wolf. All I do is cry woe.
And but he's done, but or he's she's been, done at this some point, for people me. Are
gonna
be like,
all right. Then no one's going to come and help you to your rescue at some point, because all you're going to do is cry misery, but you're not going to do anything
because
about
you
it.
Love the attention and the drama more than you actually like the relationship. It gives you a purpose to live.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pathetic. Absolutely. This is embarrassing. I don't even want to talk about this no more. It's so just embarrassing. I'm embarrassed. I don't want to talk about people who have no respect for themselves. Get it together. That's disgusting.
At your big age.
Like, you grown. And plus, you're a parent now. It's a whole different, like, what you showing to your kids. Mm-hmm. Literally, like, you have a child now. Come on now. We want to raise kids based on a strong foundation.
Truly. Preach that shit.
Period.
Period.
All right. Who's our? We're going up the level.
We're going up the level. We're getting there.
Who is it? Dun, 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 dun,
dun. We got a twofer here, okay? We got a twofer. Another reality TV show icon couple right now. Ooh. All right. They're climbing in windows. They're snatching your people up. Trying to sex them. So you need to hide your hubby, hide your wife, hide your hubby, hide your wife, and hide everybody. Because they're sexing everybody out here. You don't have to come and collect. They're looking for you. They're going to find you. They're going to find you. So you can run and tell that. Run and tell that. Run and tell that.
Homeboy, homeboy.
April Jones and Lil Fizz.
Their careers.
Ouch. I didn't even know who April was before Omarion, to be honest. But I'm actually very, very, very upset about this story, because me, ride or die, Lil Fizz fan, I'm just so mad that my baby ended up becoming this bad. All right, if you don't know the story of Lil Fizz and April, let me break it down to you. April and Omarion have been together. Obviously, Lil Fizz and Omarion are from the infamous millennial group B2K. If you don't know B2K, you lack culture. Don't speak to me. And they are group members. And Omarion was with April Jones, former singer. I don't know if her career is going to come on top. We don't really care.
April used to sing?
Apparently.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I don't even care. They had a baby. They had two really beautiful kids. They look really gorgeous. I'm not going to lie. They have gray hair. So, allegedly, and Lil Fizz with his Moniece and them have their baby Cam. So, back in the early first seasons of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, a lot of people came at Moniece because she didn't really want to take care of her kid, because she claimed that she had depression, and he kind of made it seem like she was crazy.
Lil Fizz made her seem like she was a dead parent.
Yeah,
like she didn't care at all.
She didn't give a shit. He was like, she never comes, all that shit. And so, a lot of people just kind of were like, Moniece is kind of like a deadbeat parent who's trying to get back into her kid's life. Really, she had struggled with a lot of mental problems, so she was going through that. April kind of just went off the deep end when her and Omarion kind of split up, because Homesis was on it.
But she was doing, here's the thing, April, after her and Omarion broke up, she got into exercising. She was working out. She started being better, and that's what we...
At some point, my girl was on IG Live talking about, the game wants to suck this twat.
Dang,
Lil Fizz wants this twat. And Kanye wants this twat. Like,
Kanye?
I don't think Kanye wants it there, but I'm just saying, like, all these random names were on there. And I was like, and no, it was ASAP wants this twat. And I never heard an American girl call her pussy twat. So I was like, this is kind of awkward. But basically, they got together.
So Lil Fizz and April got together.
Yeah, okay. And Lil Fizz and April got together. And Lil Fizz sort of helped, Fizz helped April out during the whole Omarion fiasco. Although Omarion hasn't spoken much about their relationship. She kind of just went crazy and
Omarion stayed quiet though. Yeah. Well, it's good for him. Good for him.
She kind of just went crazy and she said that Fizz was her savior. And it just goes to show the treatment of how Fizz treats Monice is just completely like
trash.
Trash. Because you're basically doing the same thing to April, but you're not how you never cut that energy to Monice.
Mm.
You just instead called her crazy and a deadbeat and are out here helping another man's wife.
Not another man.
Your bandmate.
Your childhood friend.
Your bandmate.
This is why you gotta hide your wife, right?
There's a lot of bad history between B2K members. Like, there's a lot of bad history. I ain't gonna go into it because I, a B2 fan, do not want to delve into the dark times. We just don't want to go there. So, but the problem with this relationship right here is these, Monice and April were friends. Fizz and Omarion were friends. Fizz and April are two prime examples of people you do not want to be friends, people you don't want your nigga to be, your nigga or your partner to be friends with.
Mm.
Because they say that they're a girl's girl or a guy's guy, but the next thing you'll do, they're sleeping with that person behind your back. They cannot keep their pants to themselves. They don't understand.
Hide your wife.
They don't know what loyalty is.
Oh, and they're the first one screaming for loyalty,
and they can't give you that same energy back.
And they're also the type of ex that make you look so, like, they use their actions of why they got with your friend. Like,
and say that,
you weren't there for me. That's why out of everybody on earth, I got with somebody you know.
Exactly.
Somebody you were friends with.
We were kicking it.
That means they were plotting the whole time.
Yeah. At some point, I don't know how this relationship got close. You know, we don't really know the dwelling details between what's scripted and what's not. But the whole relationship itself is messed up because this is your homeboy and that's your girl. And you couldn't even have the decency to keep it in your pants. There are literally 7 billion people. Cut the kids out. We got 5.
Literally.
cut the little ones out. And we got a lot of people out here. Cut what's out there. You got the like reason 3.5.
I was gonna say, Henny, the reason why these people would rather get with your partner
is because they see that lifestyle and they go,
no, not that.
It's jealousy. I feel like a lot has to do with jealousy.
Probably, but it also has to do with the fact, like, because they want to get back at you for something.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, they can't let it go. Like, their toxic trait is like, oh my God, I have to even, like, I gotta get them. Like, they did something to me. Now, the worst thing I could possibly do is get with somebody they know just because I want to get back at them. You're right. It has a lot to do with jealousy, though. They were probably jealous of
do with success. It can do with just
having a healthy relationship.
Yeah,
you got to realize that just because somebody else's relationship does not mean, because you might be jealous of how two people's relationship are, does not mean that when you get with that person you're gonna have the same results for it.
Absolutely not.
You two whole different people.
And
Fizz and April, what they do is they just try to do every single thing to get at Monice and Omarion. Yeah. Like, their whole purpose in that relationship is just to get their attention. Oh, I have to do, like, how can I make
Omarion
him angry?
Omarion is unbothered, my dude. I don't even think he said much about the relationship.
Here's the thing. Omarion hasn't said so much that I didn't even know April was his baby mama. That's how much I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Literally, I was like, oh, I didn't even know y'all were together. That's how good Omarion is. Because he said, I don't need that energy. Because once they understood who they are as people, he's like,
let the world know.
Omarion's like, girl, my career is finally picking back it up. I don't need none of this.
He gave B2K money, and I was a witness. And I was glad to have seen it.
Dang.
But yeah, no, they're definitely hide your spouse
because they come in.
Hide your spouse,
and remember, faster than they can come, but they can never take your spot. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You can come, get you a crew. You can never take a spot.
They don't belong to you. But they can't even claim the throne.
Ooh! Snap! Snap! Snap!
Snap! Snap! Snap! All right. With that, we go up to the list. Some more. We got Third trimester Tristan. You think we're going to talk about Khloe Kardashian and not talk about Tristan Thompson? What kind of girl do you think I am? This nigga. Woo, child. Okay, so basically, obviously, Tristan Thompson is one of the funniest niggas on the planet. Because he is just hilarious, to be honest, because
he don't care.
He does not give
he a does fuck. Not give, like, oh my God, he does not give
a fuck.
He's at just, all.
He will be like, he'll caress you. He's got smooth words to get you in bed. Yep. You get pregnant. He'll take care of you for a bit. By the third month, he senses that third trimester. He goes, has it hit 7 months yet? Or is it 6 months? 6 months. Has it hit 6 months yet? It's time to dip. The dick is coming. And it's like, and he falls into another woman, betrothed. Mm. And when he does the same thing to her, he holds her down for another two trimesters. He senses the third one. He senses the baby's about to come. And he says, I need to get into that. I need a single. I need a woman with no womb. I need a woman with a clear womb that I can insert myself in. So I have to dip. So that I'm no longer a part of this. I need to continue this trail. Like, just himself. And by the time, you know, he explains his actions and gets his shit together and was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'll be a better person. Oh, no, we're just gonna be friends for the sake of our kid. Okay. But then says heartfelt stuff to snatch you back because I'm thinking about her. Oh, my God, she's amazing. Let me just get back under her bed one time.
Oh my gosh.
One more time. Let me hit her up on Instagram.
Damn girl, like, you looking so good. Wow,
that baby weight looking real crisp off you.
What? You, maybe is that you? I didn't even recognize you. How you been? Oh, how you been, friend?
I haven't seen you in a while, friend. How you going?
How you doing? You know what? I was just walking down the mall and all of a sudden I saw this necklace that had a heart and it reminded me of you and me. It had the crest of little brokenness, but then I said, hey, that's our love.
And we can put it back together.
Yes. It's two pieces.
Of a pod, just like us.
Yep. And then you know what else I saw? I saw a picture of a family and I said, damn, I can't picture my life without you.
And then he well, and gets his, it's back at it again.
It's there the moves you
that this man has played smooth.
Toxic. I mean,
toxic.
Tristan, the reason why he's toxic is because you allow it to be toxic. Mm-hmm. His toxic cannot progress without you being present in
yep,
it. That's what it is. It's just, it doesn't work unless you reply back to it until you give it attention.
He's going to continue to hit you up.
Because you reply back.
Yeah. And if he has even a sliver of hope, if he sees that,
that weakness,
he will jump for it.
Yep. He's because, a wolf that smells you, baby girl.
Yep. And if he's.
I mean, baby boy, too. She smells you, too. He's equal.
It's equal. Yeah. And if she senses it.
If she senses it, she's like, oh my God.
Well, maybe. Maybe he wasn't so bad. Maybe we had a little bit of good memories. I'll remember all the good times we had and we were happy and I was also pregnant.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. So. I remember all the good times that we had. They will jump. Like, any type of weakness they see on you, they will. But remember, like, Tristan's talking toxicness.
He can't go anywhere unless you give him the little bit of leeway.
Yeah.
If you shut that shit down, he'll stay on the bottom of the list. He'll be in the bottom of the pyramid.
He's those type of people that searches for weakness in people.
Yeah. And if he knows that you can get your weakness, and if you have a low self-esteem, you're prime meat. Because at every point, he'll be like, forever, she will be the one who I can always come back to. Because she doesn't have the self-confidence to say no. Because
she always has a home for me.
Exactly.
No matter how many homes I've been to, she has the main home.
Yep. Hell no. And that's that.
That's embarrassing.
That's sad.
That's embarrassing.
I'm not sad.
Just remember, they cannot progress without you. True. That's literally, their toxicness depends on you and your reaction.
Period. So, with that, we have Miss Tit for Tat Puerto Rican Princess, Jocelyn Hernandez.
My favorite.
What's up, Molly the Maid?
My favorite.
I see
favorite.
You got your Molly Maid outfit on.
You know, here's the thing.
Queen of quotes herself. Get with the winning team, ho.
Listen, Jocelyn's her toxicness is so funny to me that I just love it. Like, I love it. It's not bad to me at all because she has, like, lines that are just hitters.
Yeah.
And I feel like her toxicness is not bad to me, but it's terrible once you really do look at it. But it's so funny to the rest of us.
I feel like she needs an equally level toxic man. Like, would she have really been that level of toxic if she was not with Stevie J? Because that nigga was something else. That nigga, this is the same man, and I want to put him at the top of the list as an honorable mention because, good God almighty, Stevie J had something going on. This man brought Mimi and Jocelyn, proposed to Jocelyn, and gave the same ring to Mimi as a promise ring. Both of them solidifying their relationship to him forever. And when Jocelyn saw that ring on Mimi, she beat the shit out of Stevie J.
Was that in the
elevator?
Oh, okay.
She did the same thing because Stevie knew if he could lock down, he knew he had Mimi down because of the kid.
Mm-mm.
But he knew he had Jocelyn down because Jocelyn was
just as crazy as he was.
Yeah. She could fight back.
Yeah.
And she would, she literally beat his ass whenever he acted like that.
And he loved
it. The fact that this man, and I'm dead ass, and I look at this clip all the time, brought two rings of the exact same rings. And Jocelyn thought she was going to get proposed to. And he gave that ring to Mimi as a promise. And a piano set that he played for them. I am besmeached. I want to say congratulations, Stevie. You can't be touched right now. At that moment, I knew niggas weren't shit.
He met his match with Jocelyn.
Yes. And she definitely... And Jocelyn was the equivalent of a ride or die.
Yeah.
She beat the shit out of people at a reunion show. Mimi was... Who was the first person? She fought Athena. And she
Athena.
She fought Athena and she got Benzino. And Stevie J couldn't even get Benzino. Stevie J had security try to stop him because he was stuttering. But while Jocelyn jumped the fuck in and Benzino clocked her, and she still clocked him back.
Ooh.
Yeah!
Because that's the energy of the Puerto Rican princess. She didn't back down. Even with her whole fit going on, she beat the shit out of Tammy for no fucking reason. And then went to Mimi. And then was like, yeah, I'm still married to him. And what? Iconic level number one. I have to put my hand down for Jocelyn Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
She is... the queen of reality TV show after the
top notch New York. Yeah, excuse
she
me.
She holds yeah. it down as the
love and hip hop has not been the same
without her. Jocelyn
like,
Hernandez.
I need her back.
Jocelyn
I need
Hernandez,
her back.
You are unmatched on the level of toxic you are tit for tat. If he comes with that shit, you bring that same energy shit because you really are a ride or die. You will fuck up that nigga.
Because you love him so much.
Because that is the love that you can give, and that's the energy you want to give back, which isn't exactly good, and it's not healthy for sure. So, but still, it is entertaining to watch, and I'm a fan. I'm just putting it out. Jocelyn.
Nice.
Anything you got to say about
No, you got it. No, you got it.
I just love Jocelyn.
I agree.
I love her.
So, who's our second to last?
Yeah, we have Evelyn Lozada, and Amale actually is a Basketball Wives connoisseur, so she will be talking about Evelyn because...
Let me tell you about Evelyn, or Evelyn, I should say. She is a bully. I do not like her at all. She's a grown-ass woman who literally uses teenage tactics, tries to destroy somebody just because she has the higher power. The only reason why her relationships do not work out is because she is evil as fudge. Like, I can't even swear because she makes me so mad. I watch her on Basketball Wives and she's just terrible. Like, she'll say one thing and do another thing and her whole purpose is to destroy somebody's image. That's all she does. And the thing is, Evelyn tries to be like, oh, I've changed, da 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 da. No, the type of karma you get is the type of karma that you're getting back. And it's like nobody wants to keep you. Nobody wants to. She'll put a man above everybody. I don't like her. If you watch Basketball Wives this season, I want to give a shout out to OG and CeCe. They've been doing their damn thing.
So she's bad. She's toxic not only as a
her
partner,
environment
but as a friend.
No, yeah, nobody flourished. She's the type of like toxic that nobody can flourish.
She's
like nobody.
I can't win. No one
but
can.
Can't win. It's literally you will never flourish around. When she's in your life, you will never flourish at all.
Oh,
okay. That's what the type of person she is. It's like, you ever wonder why you're so stressed out and why is this like, why it's like you just can't get away from drama, why your life is always like, if you compare your life before they came in versus when they're in your life and you're like, yo, I was so much better off when this person wasn't in my life. This type of level of toxicness destroys your entire environment. Health-wise is not good for you, like emotional and everything. It's just not, this person literally gets to the soul of who you are.
Yes. Speak it. Okay. All right.
And she is literally the male version of who we're about to present.
Yes.
This man right here. This man.
Number one toxic person. This definitely man. On this list. Exudes a little bit of this man. What this person has been able to do is exude a little bit of each portrayal. He's got a little bit of tit for tat. He's got the low self-esteem girl. He's got the repeat offender. He's no accountability. He's none of my business. He's got all of that in one. Because he holds that stature and he sprinkled that shit up. And he's like, that's me. Mr. Future himself as...
Future Hendrix. Oh, my
Future. Oh, God. Shit. Oh, my God. Where do we start? Future.
It's so bad that literally, I said that it should be a felony to have his children. Nobody needs to give him babies at all.
No.
The fact that he wrote LOL. No, they said the Shade Room posted. I saw it. And they said that the Shade Room posted his seventh child. And you know what he commented under? LOL.
Oh, my God.
My chest hurts. Imagine having a baby and that nigga said LOL.
Like, oh, my God.
But you should know.
He just. I feel like at this point, you should know that. He's not for you. Like, he's not going to change. How old is Future? He's got to be in his 30s.
Like, I don't know. 35?
Somewhere around there. But
I just want to know what
made him change. I wonder, you watch the movie Hitch, and remember how the girl broke Hitch's heart, and that's how he became Hitch?
Like, yeah.
There's somebody broke Sierra. Future's heart so bad that Sierra. He became... Maybe.
I think it's the breakup.
He cheated on Sierra too.
So it's prior to Sierra. But I feel like Sierra winning and seeing it's the only woman that didn't stay with him when he cheated.
Yeah.
She, as soon as he cheated, that girl left.
Yeah.
And then it got better for her. And then it's literally, it fueled. Fueled.
Brings up Sierra. Always brings up
She got Russell.
Sierra.
We good. They good.
But that's his thing. He'll always bring up the past, which is a repeat offender. He's definitely a repeat offender.
His type of toxicness is celebrated.
Yeah.
That's the difference. It's celebrated. Like, people want, like, the fact that he said, if she don't got an AP, she ain't my girl.
She belongs to the streets.
She belongs to the streets.
And like, I actually had to search all the girls with AP.
You did?
Because I was like, wow, he's like, if she don't have this watch. So I looked at the baby mamas and I was like, I don't think Sierra has that watch. But
does she have it?
I don't think so. No, okay. I didn't see an AP watch on Instagram. But
he's exactly like, his type of toxic is celebrated. Like, people find it so funny that you don't really
music.
No, here's the thing: you don't even realize it's so bad because it's hurting other people. Like, it's just everybody's like goals. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, his level of like, I don't even know how he reached to that level.
Absolutely,
he's so bad. I can't even explain it.
Future has the fertility of a Somali man and a Nigerian man. Like, the combination of fertility of a Future, Somali and a Nigerian man. Where if you look at this man, pregnant. You watch out for this man.
You breathe in
you
it.
You breathe in Future's air and instantly your uterus goes, baby?
You're just passing on that bad genetic. Like, you're just passing on that. I cannot look
Can
at
Can you imagine him as a father figure, too? He'd be passing on that energy. Listen, son. Women are objects meant to be objectified.
If she ain't got an AP, if she ain't your girl.
She ain't your girl. I just want you to know. I just imagine him telling his 5-year-old kid, she doesn't have an AP. She belongs to the streets. Remember that, son.
He's like, huh? Huh? What? Like, what you mean?
If there's one thing I taught you, it's that.
She belongs to the streets.
She belongs to the streets. You have to acknowledge the game is the game and the man got the game. Like, the game is the game and
he's
the nigga got
the
game.
No, he's the Kris Jenner of the game. He literally is like, he just keeps winning. Like, he keeps winning.
Yep.
Future be like, he's the type.
Because then he uses that all that like energy and stuff into his next music, and people just eat that shit up.
I ain't gonna lie, I bang his music.
Yeah,
I bang his music. My favorite is Never Gonna Lose. That's like, that's the song. That's the album 56 Nights. He made that album after it was no, it's a mixtape. He made that after him and Sierra broke up.
I'm not a really big Future fan, so.
His music bangs, though.
No, it's...
Do you still think he will still have that level if he wasn't famous?
I think so. I think it just helped enhance him now that he's famous. Like,
that's true.
I think he still would have been culture like that if he wasn't famous.
Maybe he
was doing that from the game jump.
You know, honestly, he's, what do you call it? He'll always have a home to stay at.
True that. The heart is a home.
He will always have a home.
Totally, I do.
Too. All right, so before we finish off, I want to ask Kenny, what level of the pyramid are you at?
After a hard look at my deep, deep self and thinking about my personal relationships, I think I'm on the "it's none of my business" Rihanna kind of vibe. Because
I can see that.
Yeah, because I feel like I just like Miss Ruby herself, kind of exude energy that tends to bring people together.
Facts. I've seen it.
True.
I've seen it. No lies here.
True. No lies. Or no just lies. No lies on the Pal Talk. Real talk.
Yep. We don't lie.
I just have that confidence. I can't help myself.
She can't.
Mm-hmm.
She
Sex
won't.
Sex appeal just comes like magic to me. It's just natural.
Just like candy. They eat it up.
Yeah, eat it up.
I'm a witness.
Eat that shit
A protection up. Witness. I'm here.
Absolutely. And honestly, like, I feel like I'm very upfront, you know? And sometimes people just, when I'm upfront with people and I'm just like, yeah, I think you and I are cool friends. Like, and then they tend to think that the...
Henny is honest. I will give you that. Henny is really honest. Like, you'll never not know where you said with her.
Yeah.
So that's your fault. Like, not you, but them. I feel like it's your fault.
I thought you were blaming me for a second. No. I was like, no, dude, I didn't do anything wrong. Like,
I blame them.
There are a lot of things I feel like I'm good at, but, like, I don't do things wrong. I'm about my business and about my career and about my life. And I feel like if you don't fit the subject for me, then you were just...
Shouldn't be learning it.
Yeah. The game is the game, son. That's it. The game is the game.
Respect.
But I also feel like I would also be the type of girl who would send a video and be like, this reminds me of you when I'm bored. You know? Just be like, I was thinking about you kind of shit. Or like, you know that toxic Drake tweet? I actually am guilty of sending a couple of those toxic texts.
The thread because had me on the floor.
I have sent the hey, just wanted to check in on you. Just make sure you're good, you know? Or like the, you know, you crossed my mind today. I hope all is well. Just the kind of shit. Or like, you know, if you're trying to ignore somebody. My phone's always on Do Not Disturb, so I'm not lying about that. So.
That's true. But I feel like people shouldn't get offended about Do Not Disturb.
But that's none of my business. If you have feelings for me after I lay down where I am, then that's none of my business.
That's
on you.
Amelie? I would say the Nick Cannon level, the no accountability.
You're more toxic than I am. Because Ryan's on the bottom and you're more toxic than I am.
Okay, yeah, that's true. That's true.
You are your friends.
That's true. That's absolutely true. I would say I'm the Nick Cannon no accountability thing because I feel like there's no reason to talk about anything that didn't work out.
Yeah, and the past is the past, that kind of thing.
Like, I will never ever, like, I mean it by my heart, I will never ever acknowledge anybody that I ever dated. Like, I feel like that's just the past.
Yeah.
Why? I'm the only man I'm acknowledging is my husband. Like, that's the only man I see. That's the only man, because I'm married to him. That's who I see. The rest of y'all don't mean nothing to me. I could care less. If we're walking down the street, I don't care.
Sorry to this man.
Shawty, don't tell nobody that we ever been together, we ever even talked, we were in the same class. Like, please, Shawty, I don't know you. Yep. That's my thing is, I'm not even lying. Like, I will act like we've never met. And also, I'm the level of toxic, like, you never know if I care.
Yes. Like, actually, I've seen that one.
Never will know if I care about you or not.
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
We're friends. Hey, is Emily, like, talking to me right now? I just want to show where she stands because I haven't heard from her in a couple of days and I don't know what the fuck's up. Don't talk about her to me. I haven't heard from Emily in a couple of days. Fuck. Emily, I know this is your toxic text that I guess you're guilty of sending because I creeped on your Twitter. I said, hey, how's the family? Your siblings good? What grades are they in now? Damn, they're really growing up without me. Let's change that.
Let's change that.
Damn, they're really growing up without me. Let's Change That is a game changer.
Thank you, No, yeah, that's what I'm guilty. Here's the thing. My thing is I pay attention to a lot of details in the beginning, and then I just use those details later on. If I know that you got siblings and they're like in elementary school and stuff, I'll hit you up and be like, oh my God, hey, how's it going? How's your family? And they're like, oh, I'm like, okay, what grade are your siblings in now? Oh my God, they're growing up without me?
Let's change that.
It works for me. I bring up family and stuff.
How's your success record with the...
100%.
I knew it. 100. The game is the game.
100%. The game is the game. But yeah. Lines are my talks. I'm really good with lines.
Yeah.
What about you?
My text humor is mostly GIFs and memes and stuff.
It gets you. It really gets you. It gets you.
So when it comes to text messages, you're good for words, and I'm good with my photos because a picture tells 1,000 words. So, so you know what I mean when I'm sending you that special video.
I feel like the only reason why I'm good with words is because I could never express myself, and writing was always a way I expressed myself as a kid. So that's the reason why I'm really good at it. It's because if I felt some type of way, I used to write. I used to journal.
Representation matters. you gotta do what you gotta do.
If you ever need pickup lines, please
hit us up on Instagram. I forgot we have an Instagram. Pal Talk Real Talk on Instagram. Hit us up if you have any questions or
DM the picture of the person, and we got you.
Yeah, if you need some relationship help, you got advice you want us to help you out with.
What level are you at in this pyramid?
Tell me what toxic level are you. And if you're a future, I want to know why. I want to sit down with you. I want you to come on the show and explain to me how exactly you are a future. Because we got to see for yourself. Are you all that talking? Can you walk the walk? Exactly. And with that, we will conclude this episode of Pal Talk Real Talk. Take care of yourself. Be good to your mental health. And like I said, do something good. And the game is the game. You can't change it. Yes, you can. Please do.